News analyst Daniel Shore has also been studying the speech from last night, and he says these days the State of the Union address is as much about what the president doesn't say as what he does say.
President Bush's speech was effectively the kickoff for his re-election campaign, couched in the lofty, above-politics language of a constitutionally mandated message to Congress. The word Democrat never crossed his lips last night. The targets for his criticism were some and those who. He spoke of the dangerous illusion that terrorists are not plotting against us, without saying who suffers under such an illusion. He admonished some people who question whether America is in a war. What people? Discussing weapons of mass destruction, a particularly delicate matter for the president, he cited the report of Inspector David Kay as having identified dozens of weapons of mass destruction-related program activities. Program activities can be anything down to calculations on paper. Mr. Bush did not say that last October's report of Kay's 1,200-person team found no actual weapons and little evidence of a nuclear program. Without mentioning countries like France, Germany, and Russia that have opposed the war, the president gave them the back of his hand by saying, "America will never seek a permission slip to defend the security of our country." Educators and Democrats who have criticized the testing provision and the underfunding of the No Child Left Behind Education Act became an unspecified some who want to undermine the act. But possibly the trickiest passage of his speech was the president's bow to the Christian right on opposition to gay marriage. Without saying the word gay, he said that if judges insist on forcing their arbitrary will upon the people, the only alternative left to the people would be the constitutional process, no specific reference to a constitutional amendment. And as though to soften the impact of his statement, he went on to say that each individual has dignity and value in God's sight. I detected only one ad lib in a speech many weeks in the making. The closing words in the text were, "God bless America." He said, "May God continue to bless America." I'm not sure what to make of that. This is Daniel Shore.